One prison leaks and another prison breaks. WikiLeaks shines a light on inmates at Gitmo while hundreds of Taliban inmates at a prison in Kandahar just walk away.
The Afghan security situation has been always tailored to meet the political needs of our coalition countries and their capitals for political purposes. Therefore, we haven't dealt with security situation in a fashion that would deal with the reality of the country.
Reality in Kandahar, according to that former Afghan member of parliament, apparently doesn't include watching for signs that a huge tunnel was being built under the facility that basically emptied it of all prisoners captured during the NATO offensive. Throwing away the keys at Gitmo while it's a swinging door in Kandahar. Taliban holiday? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Full prison coverage here on The Takeaway in Kandahar and at Gitmo on this Monday, April 25th. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste is out all week. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. New documents released by WikiLeaks crack the lid on the world's most controversial prison. The files provide details into the nearly 800 men who have ever done time at Guantanamo Bay and the 172 still locked up there who are deemed a high risk to U.S. security. Here are some of the details, and we'll be reporting on this all morning. 200 high-risk prisoners have been released or repatriated over the years. Some have resumed terrorist operations. About 150 men have been held at Guantanamo over the years on mistaken identity or because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. And many of the cases against inmates appear to be based on flawed evidence that would never stand up in criminal or military courts. More details in a few minutes with our partner, The New York Times. Different kind of prison story out of Afghanistan. The Taliban dug a 1,000-foot-long tunnel underneath the main prison in Kandahar and freed almost 400 prisoners this morning. This Afghan official tells the BBC the Taliban must have had inside help.
The prison break did not happen in a vacuum. People cooperated. There was an inside cooperation, definitely.
The official says the jailbreak is a boost to the Taliban, just as NATO forces are handing over security control to local forces in Kandahar. For the first time, Syria's military is directly involved in putting down the uprising in that country. Thousands of troops backed by tanks have swept into the city of Dana'a this morning. Witnesses say they are shooting at unarmed civilians and arresting residents. There are reports of at least five dead and bodies lying in the streets. Soldiers have also moved in and opened fire on residents in a suburb of Damascus and in another coastal town. Hundreds of civilians were killed in crackdowns over the weekend, according to the reports we're seeing this morning. A NATO airstrike this morning destroyed parts of Muammar Gaddafi's residential compound. Gaddafi's whereabouts at the time of the attack are unknown. The strike came as Gaddafi's forces unleashed a barrage of artillery fire on the city of Misrata over the weekend, killing at least 32 people. Senator John McCain tells NBC News that NATO should do more to force a regime change.
We need to take Gaddafi out. This guy is a person who has lost all legitimacy.
Frustrated John McCain there. Officials say U.S. drones took out several Gaddafi targets in Misrata over the weekend. In Yemen, the opposition is divided over President Ali Saleh's offer to step down in 30 days. Opposition leaders generally accept the proposal, but thousands of protesters in Sana'a's main square want Saleh to resign immediately and face trial. Japan has launched its largest search for tsunami and earthquake victims. 25,000 Japanese soldiers are now looking for nearly 12,000 people still missing and presumed dead. Here in the U.S., the average price of a gallon of gasoline has hit $3.88 nationwide. That's up 7 cents from 2 weeks ago. Asian and European markets are mixed on the news. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,505. The S&P opens at 1,337. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,820. Coming up this morning, we live in a chemical world, all right? The American Academy of Pediatrics is calling for a new revision on the way the government regulates chemicals, not in the environment, in your household, which is, of course, a very important environment. We want to know what chemicals you already are wary of, and we want you to weigh in on any stories of things that you are concerned about, that you put in your hair, that you put in your body. Chemicals, a new look. Stay with us.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.